the priorities for the Missouri beef cattle industry, for the Missouri Cattlemen's Association, for this legislative session? And Mike, what are some of the things that top that list?
Well, really, our priorities are in five categories, and we have objectives under each one of those categories. Animal health and well-being is going to be a big priority for us, working with the state veterinarian and the state director of agriculture to make sure that we have a trick rule in the state that makes sense and that we allow producers to have a retest option. Most other states have a retest option. The state of Missouri does not. And also, the animal disease traceability rule has been published at the federal level, and the enforcement is going to be up to the states. And so to make sure we have a program that does not disrupt the marketplace in the state and does not bear financial burden, I guess, for producers. Also, we have the issue of education. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has been no friend, unfortunately, to Missouri agriculture and to the future of agriculture or youth in reducing, eliminating the minimum requirements for career and technical education in high schools and schools throughout the state. And so to make sure they understand the importance, we're going to be working on that. Senator Munslinger has a bill, Senate Bill 17, which would create a separate board for career and technical education and take it out of DESE, and we certainly support that. Jason Smith's Right to Farm, Hunt and Fish legislation, it's a proactive measure we're supporting that would make sure that the animal rights activists like HSUS understand they are not welcome in this state, and that we have a state that supports our family farmers and ranchers, and they're not welcome here. And also that gives freedom to hunt and fish as well, so it combines all that together. So that's some of our priorities. We certainly have more.
All right, Mike, on the Senate bill, you said 17. The news release said 16 for the Munslinger bill, so I wanted to make sure I got the right number on that.
Well, you've got two different bills that were referenced in that news release. You have Senate Bill 16, which basically safeguards our state from any type of silly regulation that the Department of Labor might push down at the federal level, banning kids from farms and ranches, basically, that are under the age of 16. So you have that bill, Senate Bill 16, which revises labor requirements in the state to exempt farm work from certain labor requirements. So that's Senate Bill 16. Senate Bill 17, career and technical education out of DESE creates a separate board for it. So you're talking about two different bills.
On the labor issue, there have been some in agriculture that said, yes, they didn't go through with the rule change last year, and the Obama administration said, we're not going to do that. Yet there are those who have expressed concern that this could come back in another way, shape, or form. So is this why the state is taking this kind of action?
I think that's true, but even more significantly, I think, when that regulation came down, it really encouraged states to take a look at their own labor requirements within the states and make sure that nothing silly like what they're proposing at the federal level could be implemented here in the state. And so what they've done, they noticed there were some wording, some semantics changes that need to be made to make sure that our youth can get that hands-on experience on farms and ranches with the supervision of the parents and those kind of things. So basically, it's just revising the current plan. And I know Senator Munslinger has worked very closely with the Labor Department here in the state to review that and to make sure that we have a good working system that allows for that hands-on experience on our farms and ranches.
Okay. And then, of course, the ongoing drought is a concern to cattle producers in the state of Missouri and beyond. The lack of a farm bill, are those things that you're going to be involved in?
2013 farm bill, 2014, 2015, whatever it ends up being, farm bill, it's certainly going to be a priority. Unfortunately, we're going to have to do what we did. We had a good working bill. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Missouri Cattlemen's Association was happy with both the House and the Senate versions. It absolutely went nowhere. So our goals are going to be to keep the livestock title out of the farm bill. Livestock title is responsible for such things as the GPSR rule and mandatory country of origin labeling. So we want to keep the livestock title out. We keep big government out of our business. And we also want to work very closely with our friends at the national level to make sure that any animal rights groups and activist type agenda stay out of the farm bill. We make this a true, clean farm bill without that kind of clutter in the bill. Also, we want to make sure we maintain the funding for conservation programs that form partnerships with the government and with farmers and ranchers to sustain the land that we have, to be better stewards of the land, programs like EQIP.
And what about the drought concerns?
Well, unfortunately, we can't make it rain, Julie, and if we could, we would make it rain, and we'd do everything we could. So that's not necessarily a priority for us, because there's nothing we can do about the drought, but in fact, everything hinges on it, and that's the biggest threat to our industry right now. And we're praying and hoping for rain and looking for hay. We have a hay directory on our website, doing everything we can to try to help producers, but you know, we feel kind of helpless. There's not a whole lot we can do. Drought assistance is in the Farm Bill, but it does not include funding for it. So along with Missouri Farm Bureau and Missouri Soybean, Missouri Pork, Missouri Corn, several other coalitions, we wrote a letter to our delegation in Washington, D.C. from Missouri and let them know that we have to allocate funding for disaster assistance. Yeah, it's in the Farm Bill, but there's no funding for it. So we want to get those programs funded. Senator Baucus has a good piece of legislation he's going to be putting forward here in the coming week that is really good on drought assistance, and we're hoping that our good friend, Senator Roy Blunt, will co-sponsor that legislation.